Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 5th March 2004. Point number 37 in the series of Mera Baba. Can you have the cremation of old sanskars? The sound that comes from the majority is, there is one or other, another old sanskars, which even against my desire pulls me even now. So now, Babdada wants that whatever sanskars you have still remaining, due to which transformation of the world is not taking place today, burn that weak sanskar, that is, have the cremation of the weak sanskar, cremation, sanskar, of sanskars. To burn is called also having a cremation. So burning is sanskar. So sanskar of sanskar, cremation of sanskar, is it not? When a person dies, they say that there will be the cremation, that is, it has to be finished for all time. So today, can you have the cremation of even those sanskars? Can you do that? You would say, I don't want those sanskars to come, but they do come, and so, what can I do? Am I saying, what you say? You don't want those sanskars to come, but they still come. And that is the difference between renunciate and great renunciate in next Sunday's Murli. Renunciate is the one who has given up those sanskars, but still there is a fight going on. And those sanskars sometimes emerge and they defeat him. Because they emerge all of a sudden. That's why even though they have given up all those old things, but still there is a battle fight still going on. So, do you think like this? Achha, it comes by mistake. If something you had given to someone comes back to you by mistake, what do you do? Will you carefully put it in the cupboard? So even if it does come back, don't keep it in your heart, because the father is sitting in your heart, is he not? Would you like it if you place those sanskars with the father? You would not like it, would you? So if it comes back even by mistake, who? Sanskars, old sanskars. Then say from the heart, if the sanskar comes back to you, what you should say from the heart? What you should say? If the sanskar you have given up, but still the sanskar has come up, it has come back to you, then what you should say? Yeah?
Now I left you.
Now I left you. Oh. Now I quit you. Then what else? If a sanskar comes back to you, what you should say? What you should say? Very simple thing Baba has said. Say from your heart 3 times. Baba, Baba, Baba. It's like that Sim Sim. It is like that, you know, that story of Ali Baba and 40 thieves. There was a door and he used to say, Sim Sim, open, and the door would open. So in the similar manner, here you have a magic mantra given. The moment the old sanskars come, what you should say? Baba, Baba and Baba. But how you should say that? That is the question now. You should say it from? With feelings, with heart, and with emotions, and in heart everything has come, right? That is all. That is all. Finish it. A full stop will be applied. What is Baba? A point. So the full stop will be applied. Why? Because when you say Baba, Baba is point. So that's why a full stop will be applied. Only if you say it from your heart. If you simply remember Baba with your own selfishness, saying, Baba, take it away, you take it away, you keep it with you, and yet you tell Baba to take it away, then how would he take it? So what do? Will you celebrate holy? Will you celebrate it holy? Holy. It has happened. Achha. Those who think that they will have this determined thought, okay, you will repeatedly try to get rid of it, will you not? Then it will go away. Do not keep it inside you. What can I do? How can I do it? I can't get rid of it. Don't say this. You have to remove it. So, will you have this determined thought? Those who will do this, raise your hand. Raise the hand of your mind, not just externally. Raise the hand of your mind. Some were not raising their hands. These people are not raising their hands. Very good. Congratulations, congratulations. So, let's come to the moot point. Baba is saying, you have to cremate your old sanskars. Cremation of sanskar, sanskar of sanskars. What should be done for that? How do we cremate? How do we burn the sanskars? For a cremation to take place, first of all, that person must be dead. Then only you can do sanskar, or then only Indian philosophy, Indian mythology has got 16 types of sanskars, starting from the birth, garbhadharan, till the end, antyeshti. The antyeshti, or this death ritual, is the last of the 16 sanskaras in Indian mythology, Indian philosophy. So this is the last sanskar, which is of very much importance. A person is dead and there is a huge lot of ceremonials or huge lot of procedure which is to be followed after death. Now we have to follow the same procedure here. First of all, that sanskar must be dead. Dead means ECG should show straight line. Dead means, yes, doctors are sitting here. When do you call patient as dead? What are the things? Yes? Yeah? Pupils not reacting and fixed. Eyes should be fixed, no reaction. Like this, we blink, those everything should stop. Then? No signs of respiration. The respiration should stop. Then? No pulse. Peripheral pulse is gone, central pulse is gone. Then? Heart rate. No heartbeat. So? No heart sounds heard, respiration absent, ECG shows, monitor shows straight line, ECG shows asystole, straight line. Then, what else? Pupils fixed and dilated. These are the signs. On the basis of this, then only you declare dead. You declare patient dead in front of relatives. That is biological death. So, brain stops. So, these are some of the things. So, we want to cremate sanskar, means that sanskar should be dead. For example, there is one sanskar of, take any sanskar, for example, having lot of feelings, overthinking and oversensitive. So now, if this sanskar, imagine this sanskar as a person, so this sanskar should be dead. There should be no movement of this sanskar. That sanskar should stop beating. That sanskar should stop inspiring and expiring. That inhalation and exhalation should stop. Fixed and dilated. It should as if a dead body. That is our goal. Whatever sanskar we feel is my weakness, is my imperfection, is my flaw, is my defect. If this is the thing, that sanskar should die. And you have to see the death of that sanskar in front of your eyes. See that sanskar as dead. As dead. So after death, what you do then? You carry the dead body to the cremation ground. To the mortuary, or first to mortuary and then to cremature ground, or to that burial, for the burial. So what you do there? You see that it is burnt completely. Even the ashes people go and take and put in different rivers or holy places. So here also Baba has said, you burn all your original, your old sanskars. And even the ashes you take and throw in the ocean. Otherwise what will happen? From that ashes also something will come out. Like that bird phoenix. Phoenix is a bird, mythological bird. When it burns itself, and there are ashes, and from the ashes it rises up again. So even these sanskars are so notorious that even if you think they are gone, they will come up. You think that now I have become a very stable person. Now those feelings don't come to me. Now I don't become disturbed. But all of a sudden something will come, some trigger, some factor from outside, and everything, all those sanskars will emerge. So, see that old sanskar is dead. Let that sanskar die completely. Die away. Okay? So, what are the different ways to see that sanskar? How to kill that sanskar? Or how to see the death of that sanskar? What are the ways? Now, we'll discuss this. How to do sanskar of sanskars? Tapasya. Okay, then What else? Person should be aware of it, that he has this sanskars, and now this is the sanskar which is causing obstruction, hindrance in his path. So he has to kill this sanskar. So first of all, awareness. Second, determination that I have to get rid of this sanskar. Because this sanskar has bugged me so much, has caused so much disturbances in my life. So you must know what is known as disadvantages because of that sanskar. What are the losses I had to incur because of that sanskar? What are the disturbances that sanskar had caused in my life? What are the losses? What are the problems that have come in my life because of this sanskar? See all the negativity of that sanskar. Okay? You have to focus on the negativity of the sanskar. What damages that sanskar has done to my stage? Because of this sanskar, suppose somebody has a sanskar of over-talking, talkative nature, continuously talking. So he has to contemplate on that thing, because of this over-talking, what all things have happened? Because of this overthinking, what all things have happened? Because of overeating, what has happened? Because of oversleeping, what has happened? Because of the sanskar of laziness or carelessness, what has happened? Because of sanskar of lying, what has happened? Because of sanskar of sensuality, what has happened? Because of sanskar of disturbing other, causing sorrow to other, what has happened? So he has to focus on all the negative sides of that sanskar. He has to know all the disadvantages, all the losses. He has to know all the damages that sanskar has caused. Otherwise, why you will get rid of? You are holding it so tightly with octopus grip. You don't want to give up that sanskar because you love it so much, it looks so lovely and so beautiful on the surface. But inside, it is causing you pain. It's not allowing you to progress further in life, in this Brahmin life. It is the greatest hindrance. So you have to first of all remove this impedance which has come, this hindrance of your progress. So think of all the negative sides of that sanskar. So first is awareness of that sanskar. Second is churning on the negative things. Write down 10 losses I had because of this sanskar. That might be oversleeping, overeating, over drinking, or whatever. So it could be anything. We have a huge list of sanskar. Feeling, getting upset, getting disturbed, disturbing others. In between we had made a list of 21 sanskars. If God finds Sachi gopis, there were about 21 sanskars. We had narrated in the same class. So they were the list of sanskars we need to get rid of. Because each one of those sanskars, whether inferiority complex, superiority complex, guilt complex, self-victimization, these are all the sanskars. Disturbing other, insisting nature, fault-finding nature. So many we discussed that the other day. So all the sanskars, we need to first analyze, see them, get aware of them. Then see all the faults associated with those sanskars. And then third factor, plan. A definitive plan is required to get rid of those sanskars. If this is the sanskar that has caused me so much sorrow, if this is the sanskar that has disturbed me so much, if this is the sanskar which is not allowing me to progress, it is not allowing me to go to progress leaps and bounds in this Brahmin life, I need to really work on this. So most what is required is planning. Plan how I should get rid of it. Suppose somebody has a sanskar of zid and sid, what Baba says, insisting nature. For small thing, they insist. Now he has to churn on how to get rid of this. What is my master plan? Next point is set the time limit. In how much time I should get rid of this sanskar? It's not that you set for yourself unlimited time. Not like that. Give 3 weeks, 1 week, 2 weeks. In these 2 weeks, this sanskar should not emerge. And then, next point is reviewing. Review. Check. After 1 week, even before that, there is one more point. Pledge. Take a pledge. Oath. That I will not allow this sanskar to emerge. And then, at the end of 1 week, review yourself, analyze yourself, self-accounting, self-analysis, self-introspection, retrospection, how many times this sanskar emerged. 5 times, 6 times, 3 times, 4 times, 2 times, 1 time. How many times? Suppose somebody has a sanskar of getting irritated. Not angry, but irritated. So he has to, at the end of 1 week, he has to see how many times I got irritated. How many times I got angry. I will give you one example. Yesterday, one Mataji, she kept on calling me almost 40 calls. And she wants that I should give her some blessing. That's a good idea. That's a good thing. I had gone to some place recently and she told me that I will call you. Give me your number. She doesn't know how to write, how to ring that. And she brought a paper, I gave that. And she was continuously holding my hand 3-4 times. Very old mother, above 70 years. Yesterday she kept on calling whole day. I talked with her, but she was not satisfied. She is saying that you give me some blessing. What blessing? Baba is giving all the blessings. So she was just calling and calling. I counted. This is more than 40 calls. So, you know, they have a lot of feelings. But I am talking of irritation. I am talking of getting irritated. So, sometimes you find some people, they are like, you do feel irritated, but then you have to devise some method. Yeah, at least many times. So I picked up once. So I knew because I already talked with her twice. While coming only, she kept on calling and calling and calling. She said she will call again today. I said call after a few days now. Don't call today. Because there is nothing to say. She is only one desire. Just give some blessing. What blessing? Baba is already giving all the blessings. What a human being can give. So, you know, even this can become sort of, you know, anything can become an irritation for you sometimes. Anything. Yeah, whatever, whether you call it Sakash or... She doesn't have any problem. She's a very old, you know, Punjabi lady. She's a very old sort of... So, I don't know how to deal with... But then you have to get rid of all the sanskars of a devotee. You don't have to follow devotion here. Baba has given such elevated knowledge to us. I'm just giving example because we came to the point of irritation. So, at the end of 1 week, check how many times I got irritated. One. Second, who irritated me? Third, what was that situation that irritated me? You know, there are some people in our OPD, they always come at 5 o'clock, at the time of closing of OPD. They make it a point that they will come at 5 o'clock. They will call up at 5 o'clock and they'll inform that we are coming. It's always at that time they will come. And whenever they have some important things, they will call you at odd hours for ordinary reasons, for common, normal problems. And it's not that 1 time or 2 time or 3 time, it's always like that. So, you know, I always feel that the stock of Shubh Bhavna is so less sometimes. I always feel, what I should do to increase my stock of good wishes and pure feelings for all these souls who make it a point, to come at orders, to call at orders, like that. It's not that they are in great trouble or great problem, but it's quite a thing that how they remember at 11 o'clock at night that they are having constipation from last 3 days. It's at 11 o'clock they remember. Or they will call, they are staying here and they will call at night at 11 o'clock just to ask, are you there tomorrow? They are staying not far away, they are here only, but just for the sake of calling. So, we have to have a very high level of, you know, stock of Shubh Bhavna for many souls of this world. And actually they are the real people who teach you. They have actually decided to make you perfect in your patience. So, today work on this cremation of sanskar. First we said awareness of that sanskar. Second, all the faults, all the damages that sanskar is doing in my Brahmin life. If that is a sanskar of impurity, churn deeply on that. What because of this? If that is a sanskar of watching TV or videos or TV or engaging too much into internet, think of all the damages that is doing to my pure state of consciousness. Second. Third, planning. Fourth, pledge. And fifth, review. So these are the five stages. Again, we'll revise. First is, get aware of that sanskar. Yes, that is the sanskar. You should diagnose your vices. Diagnosis of vices. Unless until you diagnose, you can't treat. So first step is diagnose. Awareness. Second step is, think of disadvantages and damages. Use the word damage. Powerful word. This sanskar has damaged my Brahmin life. I must get rid of it. Second. Third, a definitive planning. And setting time limit. Fourth is setting time limit. Within this 1 week, first of all, make a plan for 1 week. If you are successful in 1 week, now make a plan for 2 weeks. If 2 weeks it doesn't emerge, then make a plan for 3 weeks. Then if you are successful, then make a plan for 4 weeks. And sometimes pat your back at the end of 1 week. Thus you are successful. You must congratulate yourself. You must pat your back. Yes, I have done it. And you can even reward yourself. Sometimes. Then, pledge. A strong pledge. A Bhishma Pratigya is needed in many of the sanskars. And at the end, review. And after reviewing, again checking. And again making everything, process is repeated again. Making planning again of another 1 week. So, cremation of old sanskars. Om Shanti.